code followed by the pound or hash sign.
Radio.
Hi, this is Josie James, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
Please enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign.
Welcome. This service is provided by FreeConferenceCall.com.
Please enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign.
what is this feeling between you and me? It's a complicated thing for us to believe. You say you need me, yet we have no trust. And when we are making love, the love is making us.
Can't hide love.
Good afternoon, family. It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to LOTL, the Comfort Zone. Always bring you real music and actually real artists back to their ways. I apologize. We had some major technical difficulties, but we are here live in full effect. And before we begin, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Mr. Darren Barrett. Thank you so much for joining us yesterday evening. And family, be sure to purchase his new album, Trumpet Vibes, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Spotify. But as we transcend to the smoother side of soul, Lord have mercy, I have been a huge, huge fan of this incredible woman. And it's been a long time coming. New album out, The Day Life Began. It will be available on January the 22nd. And we have one track that we're going to play. But, you know, without any further ado, let's go on to the lines and get the incredible Miss Regina Bell. Hello, Miss Bell. Hello.
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 Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Is this Miss Bell that I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yes, it is.
Right.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. I mean, you got me nervous, which is very rare for me. Happy New Year to you, too.
Don't be nervous. We just hope.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. I cannot tell you how much I'm head over heels in love with you and your music. And first and foremost, congratulations on a new album. I know we are limited time, so I'm just going to basically what I'm going to say is this, is that the one thing that I've learned about your music has always been uplifting, very motivational, and it's always been predicated on love. This particular album, this new album, new CD, The Day Life Began, how would you describe it as an album?
Probably as classic, Regina, because it makes up all the genres that are near and dear to my heart, including the newest one, with Be Careful Out There, as being my first try or stab at country music. So I'm excited because I think you get a little bit more of Regina just rolled up into one record.
Well, it is. I mean, it's definitely a combination of gumbo. I mean, you have a lot of different choices to choose from as far as musically. Was that your direct intent going into the studio to make sure that you had that kind of variety in your music that you were able to provide the listeners and also your long admirers that have been following your career from the beginning?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I wanted to do some classic Regina. I wanted to do some, I called the song Open Our Eyes. That song is what I call my old school Teddy Pendergrass, wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. That's my awareness song. You know, it's time to wake up. There's stuff going on around us. There's craziness happening. And it's time for us to wake up and take a stand and do what needs to be done so that the society that we're living in, you know, our children will have a better place to live. So, you know, it's a little bit of everything. It's a little bit of old school, Regina. It's a little bit of old school. You know, some of the stuff is some of the music is it'll capture you, especially if you have any kind of kinship to, you know, the 70s and early 80s. You know, it puts you in mind of that. But, you know, with a little bit, just kind of throw it into 2016. And I'm really excited about the project.
Absolutely. Now, I must ask, because I know the listeners will get on me if I don't ask this question. What took so long?
Sure.
I mean, it's been roughly, what, four years since you released a new project. What took so long?
Well, I can honestly say it hasn't been work because I've been working. you know, I've been working. I've been writing. It's just been a matter of, you know, I guess getting the right people to, you know, be available to do what it is you want to do. Having that, you know, I don't think you get to be in the industry as long as I've been in the industry and decide that you're going to give somebody total autonomy to, you know, take over my project and do whatever. I have to have some say-so. And so it was about working out the right deal with whomever to get it done. And, you know, outside of that, you know, I'm in ministry. You know, I have grown kids, but, you know, kids always kind of need their mom and dad to do what we do.
Right.
So it's a lot. You know, it's been a lot going on. So, you know, I'm doing ministry for two different churches, Spread the Word Church Ministries in Atlanta and in College Park, Georgia, and then New Shield of Faith in Atlanta, Georgia. So it's been a lot going on. And then I'm on the road working. I'm a representative for AARP. So it's a lot going on. It's not like I'm sitting home idle. That's for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined, actually being honored with the presence of Miss Regina Bell. I must ask you, you've had a wonderful life. Your life as far as experience in your journey in music, and you've seen a lot of things transpire as far as the music industry and how radio has changed dramatically with the incorporation of social media. Do you think that is a more helpful, more viable tool for you to promote your music?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I marvel at modern day technology because the instantaneous way in which music can be gotten is, you know, oh my God, you can download a song in less than 30 seconds. You know,
right.
I think where, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just incredible. And you know, not so long ago, computers were not household devices. You know, just, you know, 20, 25 years ago, it wasn't the, you know, you didn't have to have a computer to get stuff done, you know. So I marvel at it. But at the same time, I think it can be a downfall to it because, you know, of course, now you can download one song as opposed to giving the entire record an opportunity. You do have the great thing with iTunes with snippets and being able to go there and hear a little bit of what you want to hear. But, you know, sometimes, you know, it depends on what kind of mood you're in. Because I've listened to some things on one day and not care for it and then come back and say, wow, that is great.
Right.
And my kids will say, Mommy, this is a song I just played for you last week. But, it, you know, it's where I was at the particular time.
Right.
I was mood-wise, it didn't work for me. So, you know, it's that kind of party. I think we don't get an opportunity. If we don't buy the entire CD, we don't have an opportunity to, you know, have, quote-unquote, a lazy afternoon, pardon the pun, to listen to music and hear everything and give it a genuine listen to say I like it or I don't care for it or, wow, this, you know, I can attribute this song to this part of my life. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. I know that we're limited in time, and there's so many things I want to get into you with about as far as music and business in general, but I know what I'd like to do, when you have an opportunity, I would love to have you back on the show so we can debut the entire album in its entirety.
Did
love
you
to
promise
have you on.
You'll call me?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, if you'll promise to call me back, I promise to be available and do just that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I must ask, you know, I've had this discussion on numerous times with many colleagues. I said, you know, with everything, there has to be a balance. And I said, the social media is great, but at the same time, the times where you were able to go to the record store and purchase an album, or maybe have an opportunity to meet and greet with one of your favorite artists, it was something special. It was something unique about that. And I think a lot of the personable aspect has been taken away. But one thing about your music and great artists like you, every time that you have released a project, every song has been phenomenal because you put all of yourself into that music. This new album, The Day Life Began, if you had to sum it up, how would you sum it up as far as just the overall project? How much of Regina Bell is totally enthralled in this new album?
I would say the entire project. And I mean that from my heart, the entire project. It's amazing that this record, let's just say it's not so amazing for me because this is what I do. But a lot of people are amazed that this record took 5 days for 10 songs to come, you know, come forth. Well,
right.
You know, I think it's because the record is so much me, the reason why I could do it in the time period that I did it. Because it just, it was, you know, as soon as I could think it, it was regurgitated out of my mouth musically to be what it is. And that doesn't always happen. I can honestly say I'm not a person that wastes a lot of time in the studio because I live with music for a little while and I go in the studio and I get it done. You know, I'm from the old school where time is money. So
absolutely.
It ain't going to take us 30 days. It's not going to take us 30 days to get no one phrase out. But by the same token, you know, I have not had this experience where I was able to do this kind of work in this little bit of time. And I think because it was so smooth and it was so easy and it, you know, it was so much a part of, you know, who I am and what I do. It just was so, it just came out like, you know, like, I can't even explain it. It just was so easy to do. And it's been one of my easier projects, not from the standpoint of, from the musical standpoint, but from the standpoint of it just flowed. It just made sense when I was recording. But there's one song that I think is kind of classic Regina back in the day. And that's, One Night of Love. I just think that particular song, A Night of Love, I just think that particular song is just so me. And I just had a great time doing it. You know, that's grown folks music right there.
Absolutely. Speaking of grown folks music, hey, let's get into it. We're going to provide the listeners with a slice of cheesecake with one of the many hit singles from the new album, The Day Life Began, with Be Careful Out There from the incredible Regina Bell here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
I know your head is full of dreams and you're gonna do amazing things. You believe that you can change this world somehow. And much as I hate to let you go, I won't be the one to tell you no. You wouldn't be an angel if your head weren't in the clouds. And I'm there for you, but I'm scared for you, 'cause I can't protect you now. Don't let them take the innocence out of loving you so much. Don't let them change your heart and say your faith is just a crutch. There are devils round each corner, and when they play, they don't play fair. Go on and fly, but be careful out there. Heaven knows we need more light, like the kind that's in your eyes. I can't be the only one to see it shine. kind of love would that be? If I refuse to set you free, if I clip your wings and broke your heart, I'd just be breaking mine. I'm there for you, but I'm still scared for you, 'cause I can't protect you now. Don't let them take the innocence. Your faith is just a crutch. There are devils around each corner, and when they play, they don't play fair. Go on and fly, but be careful out there. Laugh your laugh, smile your smile. Always stay that beautiful child. But be careful out there. Go on and fly. But be careful out there. Go on and fly. But be careful out there.
Incredible Regina Bell, Be Careful Out There, from the new album, The Day Life Began, available January the 22nd, but you can always put in your order to get it much sooner via iTunes, Google Play, and also Amazon.com. Be sure to stop by Regina Bell's official website. That's at reginabell.org. You can also catch up with her on Twitter. That's at twitter.com. I am Regina Bell. My queen, it has been an honor for me to have you on the show. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us, and we cannot wait for you to come back on and have you in the Honey Lounge so we can debut the entire project.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it so much. To the fans, thank you for loving on a sister for so long. Please pick up this CD and let's have some fun, and let me help you create new memories.
Absolutely. So it is written, so it shall be done. Much love to you, my queen. Have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you. You do the same.
All right. God bless. The incredible Miss Regina Bell here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio. My goodness, feeling extra cuddly. My goodness. You know, we all have our bucket list, and I'm head over heels in love with that woman. I mean, her voice just transcends to a completely different level. You know what's funny? I'm so used to doing my broadcast later in the evening, you know, the Teddy Bears at his best in the evening, Lord help me. So when I make that transition and do shows and the sun is still up, it's like, ooh, okay, let me try to get mentally wrapped around it. But we're good. We're good. Everything is real smooth. Everything is real smooth. And speaking of real smooth, let's get into the maestro, Mr. Phil Perry. You Belong to Me, from his CD, Say Yes, here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
Why you tell me this? Why you look for my reaction? Do you need to know? I'll always be the one. You don't have to prove to me you're my
belong to me.
You belong to me.
Tell her you need to move.
Say when I can't find the words to put.
Actually, on the 18th, as we debut their new album, All for One, 20 plus, Lord have mercy. And be sure, family, to get all the latest updates. Allow your fingers to do the walking, tiptoe through the tulips, as Tiny T once. Venture over to the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. 24-hour nonstop music. That's what we do. Quality over quantity. Substance above anything and everything else. Lord, help me. And I want to send out a very special thank you again to the incredible Regina Bell. Thank you so much for taking time and joining us this evening, or this afternoon, shall I say. And I promise, family, we will have her back on the show, a special incorporation of the Honey Lounge, as we debut her entire album, available January the 22nd, actually, what, about 2 weeks away, week and a half away, so to speak. And so again, the CD or album, January 22nd, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also Amazon.com. I'm working on my first glass of hot apple cider, trying to get my mind right and get in that mode this afternoon. And as I said, the teddy bear does his best work in the evenings. But in the words of Alicia Myers, if you play your cards right, anything may happen. Lord have mercy, here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
Every time I'm waiting, just like a kiss from mama or a brand new dollar. Just like a sunny day, giving birth with
it
no pain.
Me
just like a Christmas morning or an eagle soaring. Or like some lemonade on a lazy Saturday. Every now and then I ask myself, did I stumble upon heaven's angel? Do I understand what I really got here? I thought about it, girl, and this is what I came up with. Everything in this world that's good, it reminds me. Like a seat in first class with a champagne glass.
It reminds me of you.
Or like some brand new clothes from the finest store.
It reminds me of you.
Every now and then I ask myself, did I stumble upon heaven's angel? I understand what I really got here. I thought about it, girl, and this is what I came up with. Everything in this world that's good, it reminds me of you. And everything that makes me feel good, yeah, it reminds me.
Going to set up something very special for the Honey Lounge. where Miss Bell is going to come back, and we're going to play 5 tracks from the new album. She's going to join us. It is going to be one teddy bear-rific experience. Lord have mercy. And speaking of an experience, why don't you join the teddy bear this coming Wednesday afternoon, again, 3 p.m., as we welcome Grammy Award winner. I love that term. I love that term. Grammy Award winner, the incredible Terry Lynn Carrington, as we discuss her fantastic new album, The Mosaic Project, Love and Soul. The entire album is fantastic from top to bottom. So make sure you tune in, and we make sure that you won't tune out. Lord help me. Again, that's this coming Wednesday, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And again, to get all the latest updates, make sure you stop by the official website at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. You can also follow us and keep up with us. Yes, you must do that. On Twitter. We're also on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTL Radio. And we're also on Instagram. Tammy is constantly reminding me that. Make sure Instagram. I'm like, okay, the teddy bear has this. We're also on Instagram. We're on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTL, The Comfort Zone. And again, 24-hour nonstop music. Hey, you asked for it. We're going to give it to you. Quality, again. You can always tune in, because we're going to give you what your heart desires. Well, it's about that time. I know it's okay, but hey, I'll be back on Wednesday. And then after that, you know what? I'm not going to tell you. You have to go to the website and get all the latest updates. That's the only way you're going to find out who's coming up. I've already let the cat out the bag for Wednesday, and that is enough. That is definitely enough. But in closing, we're going to turn back the hands of time, get into some Dion Ferris from the Love Jones soundtrack, Hopeless. Lord have mercy. Take care of one another until Wednesday night or Wednesday afternoon. Much love and good tidings to you from the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.